Lovely Sakina, that's really great, and it's God that really does the putting forth right the things that needed to be put right, because he does the work and he knows what's what, and he really does bring out words that even when we're speaking we wonder why we're saying them. And I've recognized this in the last few weeks, and it's like, but the words are perfect words from God, and he's the one that is navigating us. And that's why when anyone is speaking by the Spirit, we need to always remember, even if we're close and friendly, like for me with Sange, he's a friend. No, Sange's a friend as well as my minister, but I class him more as the minister because, you know, we can get too familiar in that sense and then kind of lose a bit of respect there of what's being said and being said. So I like, this is me personally speaking, you don't have to think this way, but my personal thinking is that, you know, Sange is first and foremost my minister, and what he's got to say to me on my one-on-ones and when we're talking of the things of God is the most priority, the priority things. We may talk about other things, but what he's saying spiritually to me is the priority, and because I want to keep God first in my life. And I know there's many challenges, there's many misunderstandings that could be said, and people take things the wrong way when it comes to doctrine or other or many other things. There's many areas that could be. So we got to be spiritually minded. We don't want to be carnally minded. It's so easy to let our carnal minds in because we've all got them, right? But we got to reckon that carnal mind dead, and we got to reckon ourselves alive unto God through what Jesus Christ done. So God wants us to, you know, control our thinking. If we can control our thinking, which we absolutely can, we can control our emotions. And there certainly can be times when lots of things are going on and lots of things can be miscommunicated or represented, which can stir up emotions in people and they get bummed out and or taken off to the left or taken off to the right in their thinking, and then their responses and reactions, like a knock-on effect. Satan knows how to get people off the ball. So we want to keep our hearts pure before God and our thinking pure before God and honest before God between ourselves and God, because otherwise we can, you know, get all caught up with the things of this world. And you know, we're all brought here onto this Zoom fellowship. Yes, we're friends. Yes, we love one another. Yes, we love life. Yes, we enjoy things. But listen, it's God first. What does God want you to do? What has God called for you to do for your life? Each one of you on here have got a purpose where you live right now. Where you are as an individual, you've got a purpose. And you can't put your thoughts and your feelings or getting close to someone there. It's got to be God. Okay, God, you brought me to this fellowship. You brought me to this wonderful household of you, and you brought me to this body. What's my purpose? Where do I fit in? How do you want me to function? And how do you want me to be? We got to be spiritually minded first. All the other things can kick in after that, you know, and like the fellowship, the getting together, the being together, the having the laughs, which God really wants us to enjoy things, you know. He really wants us to enjoy living this life and the things in this life amongst ourselves. But, you know, we want to keep the first things first, which is okay. No, my desire is that I want to move with God. I want to move his word all over the world. And I want laborers. I know that I've been encouraged. If I want that, I need to pray for laborers. So I'm praying to God for the laborers. And, you know, I might just share from this point, because this is a very important thing that's just come to my mind, is that, you know, what is a laborer? You know, am I a laborer? First of all, I look at myself. Am I a laborer? And what do I desire? Now, initially, I might not desire all the things to have a fellowship and to have see people healed or raised from the dead, you know, because I may have not known it was available. But now I do know what is available from God. I want those things. And then God gives me the heavenly word so that I can then adjust my thinking, my actions, my speaking, and my life, and my decision-making towards those things, even though I still might at the same time be challenged with the carnal things that I like and love because of that old nature. But I'm being renewed in the spirit and life of my mind by coming into agreement with what God wants for me and what God's called for me to do, right? So in other words, I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm learning what it is that, who I am in Christ, what Christ has accomplished for me, what God's got for my life now, what I can do, and I realize whatever the desires in my heart I can actually do because God is the one generating those desires in my heart. And then I need to know how to move forward with that. And then so God then navigates us to where we can learn and we can grow. So then, you know, as we desire and as we're humble and meek and we're wanting to learn to grow, that's when we learn and grow. When we want it, it's not when we don't want it. When we don't want something, we won't pursue after it and we won't go after it. And you can only feed someone according to their level of hunger. And Jesus said, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be what? Filled. Like, so when we are hungering for these spiritual truths that we can apply in our life so that we can see the spiritual realities manifest in our world and in our life and living, then that's where we focus. That's where we, okay, God, like, so what do I do? Okay, so what do I do? So when I went to India, I said, Sangha, what do I do? What do you do to get everyone moving and growing? And he said, okay, we get people, when people are born again, we get them to speak in tongues. First thing we do, get them to speak in tongues much. So that's something that I learned. Okay, right, that's what I need to encourage then. I need to encourage this, and I need to pray for laborers that are going to receive this, what I'm encouraging. So everyone to speak in tongues, and then we encourage them to speak by the Spirit of God. That they don't need to go to the Bible to speak by the Spirit. That, you know, they don't need to have the Bible everywhere they go. Jesus didn't operate that way, and we don't have to operate that way. We're not designed to operate that way. And so I took that on board. Okay, this is what I got to encourage the people that are desiring the things of God. And the next thing, Lawrence, we share is honor God with their substance. People to need to honor God with their money because this is for their prosperity and many other things this does, which is so very important. So we teach these things and encourage these things. And I knew the rest. I knew about people connecting and people going for those one-on-ones, people praying for the laborers. So these are the things that I commit myself to. I commit myself to God in my relationship and my desire to move forward with him. And then my desire is to teach it to those that also want to do the same. So that is a laborer. Father, give me the laborer, the ones that will pursue me. See, for me to find out those truths, I had to pursue. I had to go. I had to have the desire. And so it took a lot for me to get to India to get those points, even though all before that I was going to India many times, but missed the whole scene. I was around everyone. I was involved with the healings and everything, but I was missing the whole point. I was missing the sound doctrine, the way to move. And we have all been blessed with the way to move. And if we move and continue in this way, we will see so much great things. We're already seeing it. And we need to continue in this way. So how hungry are you to continue in these truths? How hungry are you to pursue for your one-on-one? How hungry are you to honor God with your substance? And, you know, and I know that when we begin to honor God with our substance, there's always a challenge there, because Satan will try and make one to make you think it don't work. And then even when it does work, you still try and bring things in thinking, well, there's no point in honoring God because I'm not getting anywhere. That honoring God is so important. It's just important as you breathe in and speaking in tongues and ministering healing to someone. And so we need to look at it in that way, and that what God says works, works. If it's not working, we got to check ourselves. What are we doing in the era of finances? If we're speaking in tongues and not seeing anything, we got to check it with us. What am I doing? Is my heart right in this? Do I have an understanding on these things? If we're not managing to speak forth those heavenly words, then we got to do some checking. And then that's why we go to our number one, first and foremost, we go to God. And he'll send you to someone that knows and is walking and living the life to give you those heavenly words. So what is your desire? You know, again, I just bring it back to this point. Because we're all going to be coming together So by the wonderful grace of God, those that will be going to the USA, and also the ones behind, because you'll also be hearing what's being shared, is like, you know, what is the desire? What's the purpose of this? Is it just to hang out? Yes, that's part of it, part of what we're doing. Or is it to get more fed? No, we want to be spiritually fed. We want the direction. We want some examples. We want to come with our testimonies. We want to come with our desires of what God is leading us to do and what we're practicing. And like I said, if something isn't working, because maybe you need to check out, am I practicing this right? Because that's why we have the connections. And this is why I always go to the Sangha. When I'm seeing things are not bumping for me, I'm like, there's something's not right here. God, what is it? And what do I need to do? You know, and Sangha's just amazing. And, you know, he will work with the leaders near Satan. Now, look, you need to connect. And you need to be encouraging God's people, not hard with them, like some of the leaders have been hard in India and Nepal. In different scenarios and situations. And then Sangha's there just fine-tuning, bringing people back to, you know, the right heart of doing things. Because, you know, Sangha says, like, you know, we notice with certain leaders, they weren't bringing their leaders to us. Well, why do they have to bring their leaders to us? Because why wouldn't you? I don't mind any of my leaders going to Sangha because I know he's going to give them sound words. I get blessed by him. You certainly will do. And I know he's not going to try and take him over. A lot of people get afraid of being taken over by another minister. That's the old way practice, as we understand. People like to take other people's people. But for us that are desiring to move forward, we want fresh people. We want people that are not going to jump ship every 5 minutes, not go to this fellowship, that fellowship, but stay connected where God's connected them, in the body, where they're going to flourish and grow. And for that individual, or those people to be free in what they're doing. So, like, the people that connect to me, like Ethel, I'm not ringing her every 5 minutes, are you doing this, and are you doing that, and are you doing... I'm not telling her what... She's free to live and move and have her being with God. She's a leader. God's navigating her. My job is to connect her to God with the sound word when she comes to me and to show her what God's put in my heart. And that's what I do. I'm just using Ethel as an example. And then we talk about many different things. And then there's that fine tuning. You hear Ethel say it about the tweaking. We need tweaking. We need fine tuning, right? Just like a car that's driving, but is spluttering. It needs fine tuning. Sometimes I splutter. I need fine tuning. Sometimes Kim will splutter. She and me fine tuning. And believe me, we do that fine tuning, don't we, Doris? Right? If Kim's got something to say, if I'm off in an error, she'll come and tell me straight away. She won't mess about. And she'd do it very lovingly. She'd say, love, like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Thank you very much. And so iron sharpeneth iron, you know, and that's what we do in a relationship. And so in a ministering relationship, that's what I do. I fine-tune people. I'm not there. I'm not here to dictate to anyone that connects to me. I'm not here to tell you what trousers to put on, or what color shirt to put on, what bra or pants or knickers or fest to put on. My job, I mean, I can give you my opinion. You won't want my opinion. I can't even color code dress myself properly. But when it comes to clothes, but on the spiritual side, my work is to do my Father's business. In other words, to speak whatever he puts in my heart in that situation with the person at the time. And so, you know, God is really at work, guys. Don't blow anything that God's given you to do. Don't become weary in well-doing. Because sometimes we do have an enemy. I don't like to talk about him because he is under our feet. He is a defeated foe, but he's a trickster. He likes to stir things up. He likes to make you think that you're the only one going through something bad, or you're struggling financially, or you're struggling with your health, or you're struggling in this area. It's a lie. And Satan is the father of lies, and we just don't fall for his lies. He wants to get you off and out. He wants to get you out from what you've been doing, the fine practices that you've been doing and the fine results that you've received through that practice. Because every one of you that have been connecting here, you've been practicing and you've been getting good results. So why would it change? It wouldn't change if you're doing it with the heart that you began with. So if you want to keep hot with God, it's like we need to seek first the kingdom of God. We need to be hungry for these truths. We need to be hungry to refresh ourselves in these truths. We need to be hungry with a desire. We need to be hungry for that vision and direction. We need to be hungry for the purpose. don't get filled up. Now, you'll be filled with the right things, but you'll also become hungry again. I just had a beautiful curry that Kim cooked me, a lamb curry. She made it herself. Absolutely delicious. And after I ate it, I was filled up. But later on, I'll become hungry again. I need more feeding. But I'm not going to go to the junk shop food.
I've got you seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to go and have a refill. A refill of the same portion of food that she gave me. A lot of people go to this teaching, that teaching, this ministry, that ministry. You are going to dilute yourself. You need the sound doctrine. The sound doctrine is coming from this Zoom fellowship through my mouth and through whoever's practicing and walking by the Spirit. This is where the real sound doctrine is. It's not how clever and how many Bible verses you know, or what schools you went to, or what seminars you took, or what classes you took. The sound doctrine is what God is energizing right now and what you speak and practice by the Holy Spirit. And we can only practice. I can only speak in this manner because I'm living what I'm sharing. If I wasn't living what I'm sharing, I wouldn't be able to speak so fluently like I do. And God is energizing me because he knows the witness of what I'm saying is true and that I do live it and that I am encouraging. You know, I'm not perfect by any means. I make mistakes like anybody else in it. That's why we're all born again, right? Because we all failed. We all failed miserably. We all had, you know, we all made lots of wrong decisions, haven't we? Bad ones, terrible ones. But God, by his mercy and grace, has cleaned us up and he's given us a new vision, a new direction. Don't go back to your old ways of doing things. Stay hot, stay on fire, stay faithful, stay trusting. Give things time to work. Like the speaking in tongues, like your prayers. Though, you know, God doesn't answer your prayers immediately overnight where you see the manifestation of it. He's answered it at the first instant. But there's a timing. There's a time for these things to manifest and develop. And for God to put things into place. And God's already way ahead of our prayers. I mean, he knows what we're going to pray way before we even pray them. And so, you know, Satan wants to get you out of joint. He wants to get you back to the five senses where you feel comfortable. Because when you're walking by the Spirit and you're living in this world, you don't feel comfortable at times. You think you should be doing what everybody else is doing. And it's a whole lie. What is everybody else doing? They're worried about the world. They're worried about the wars. They're worried about the politics in their country. They're worried about the politicians. They're worried about takeover of Islam and things like this. There's worry, fears and doubts on every side screaming out. You want to go back to that? Then go back to that because you'll soon get caught up in it. And God, our God is not the God of confusion. Our God is the God of peace. And that peace and that strength comes through the truth being spoken and being lived. You are the lights of this world, guys. You are the world changers. The world's in chaos, by the way. It's not all hunky-dory like you think. Doesn't matter if someone's got £1 million and 6 million houses. It doesn't matter. If they haven't got the Prince of Peace, if they haven't got the Spirit of God, if they're not born again, they're going to hell. And that's where Satan's taking them. And we're letting them get off that? Not a chance. We should be preaching and speaking. This is where we should be, for the serious ones, gearing our lives up to preach the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think the Apostle Paul was pussyfooting around with the world after he got born again on the road to Damascus? Do you think Peter was pussyfooting around with the world? Do you think John, James, and all the other 12 were pussyfooting around with the world? No, they wasn't. They were focused with God. They had a mission. They knew they was called to move and to preach the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. And they weren't afraid. And the persecution they had then is a lot worse than what we get it now. Even though the Muslims can pray in the streets and in England, if we pray, Christians, you get arrested. I still pray if God told me to. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to actually go and pray in front of a policeman, get myself arrested because I'm to prove a point that I'm a Christian. But if God says, Lawrence, I want you to pray. And I want you to go and pray right in front of these police right now. You go in front of that police and you start praying. I would do it if God told me to do it, right? Even if it got me arrested, I would do it if God told me to do it. I wouldn't do it just to prove a point. And if God told me, Lawrence, I want you to speak to these people and I want you to preach boldly on this street corner. If God told me to do it, Lawrence Tor here, Lawrence John Tor would do it. Okay, if God told me to go and knock on the Muslims' mosque and go in there and preach Jesus Christ, this Lawrence Tor would go and do it. Promise you. And before God, I would go and do it. Not a problem. because my God is with me, and I will speak for my God. This is how we should be, bold. Bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as a lion. They're not pussyfooting around with the world, getting caught up with the emotional entanglements of money and debt and lust and all that stuff. The righteous are as clean. They're pure. They're born again, and they're ready to move, ready to go. A laborer is someone that's ready to go, that are fed up with chasing the dollar, fed up with chasing the nickel, fed up with chasing the things of this world, because it doesn't last you anyway. It's going to decay, right? So we want to make an impact. There's too many people that need to hear the gospel, and we're the ones to preach it. You've been given the word and ministry of reconciliation. God has committed that to you. You've got a responsibility, don't you know, whether you're a leader or not. If you're a born-again son or daughter of God, you've got the Holy Spirit in you, and you've been given the word and ministry of reconciling others. Not to chase and flirt after the world, not to get drunk and take drugs and get, you know, do it slyly on the side. Not to do any of those things if you're one of those people. There's plenty of believers I know in the past that were taking dope and all other things, thinking, well, it's grace, God's forgive me. Yeah, he gave grace and mercy at those times, but no more. Because we're here to move and preach the gospel concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. This is, we're radical. Let's be radical. If these other religious people, we don't have to put a name to them, are radical, then we should be radical in love, not pushing what we believe on people, but preaching as God is leading us to speak, opening our mouth and speaking boldly as we ought to speak, going where God shows us to go to speak. When God says, go over there, but you think, well, that's a mosque. I can't go over there. Like, they're going to behead me. I'm going to get my head chopped off if I go over there. But if God says to go, are you going to go? Ask yourself that question. Really sit down and think, would I really go? No, the reality of actually doing that. Would you actually go? I know I would. I've been in those situations. I know I would. And I know God takes care of you if you do what he shows you to do. So, like, it's not, God's not going to put us in these situations all the time, but there might be a time when you might need to open your mouth and speak boldly as you ought to speak. And I tell you what, when you do that, you've got angels there right with you, waiting to protect you, waiting to deliver you. You know, Jesus Christ, he went into his own hometown, and there was delivered a book, the book of Isaiah, and he stood up and he read from that book of Isaiah, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Remember that one, Luke chapter 4, 17, 18? And then he, once he finished reading that, he put it down and said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And they went mad, because he was saying, look, I fulfilled this, you know? And they wanted to chuck him off the temple. They wanted to chuck him off the hill. They rushed him out. This is Joseph's son. Who does he think he is? Blaspheming? We're going to kill him. They couldn't touch him. They couldn't take his life. He pushed his way through them. You will not go before your time. No matter what Satan tries, you will not go before your time. Okay? And you believe the just shall live by faith. We believe to live the longest life so that we can have the biggest impact. We've got to stop being selfish. We've got to stop thinking of ourselves. Once you take your mind off what you need, God will give you what you need and above. And I tell you what, the biggest trick is Satan gets you to focus on you, you, you. Because I know, how do I know that? Because I've done that so many times. What about me? And what about, we've all done that. We all have parts of selfishness about us. Right? But it's because we're practicing this way, we know it's about giving. It's about trusting God in these areas of our life. And sometimes it can be really hard because we can be squashed and we can be squeezed. What happened to Jesus when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane? And we've only just celebrated this whole Easter thing about this, you know. The Garden of Gethsemane was a place where things were squeezed. And because of the olives, the squeeze. And what happens when you squeeze those olives? The juice of the olives is going to come out. What happens when you're squeezed? What happened when Jesus was squeezed? Blood came out, right? He had so much pressure of an intensity of what he knew he was going to go through that he sweat drops of blood. He was pressed in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, God does things for a purpose, right? And sometimes we could be pressed. But what comes out when you're pressed? What comes out when you're squeezed? Does the Christ in you come out when you're squeezed, or does the carnal side of you come out when you're squeezed? If the carnal side comes out, it just means you just need to look to God more. You need to trust Him. You need to keep practicing on the things that He's shown you to do. Don't budge from it. Don't get tripped out of your blessings. And when the pressure's on, you know, I'm telling you now, you've got some great blessings coming up, and Satan wants to rub them off you. And that's why he puts the pressure. You know, you put a big hurdle there just before that big blessing. He's done it to me so many times, but the blessings are there. And our God is true, and our God is faithful. Our God is a God of deliverance. And I know God's working right now these things for me to say, whether someone agrees with it or not. Right? God wants you to really trust Him. He wants you to be bold. He wants you to be confident. He doesn't want you flirting around with other doctrines either. He wants you to have this sound doctrine that you're getting now. You're going to end up confused if you keep going off to these other doctrines. Nothing wrong with reading the scriptures. I read the scriptures. Nothing wrong with reading something that's right and listening to something that's right. And the way you know something is right is by putting it into practice. That's what you should believe, what you've put into practice, because you know the results. Know when you're encouraged. Know, say with your mouth, believe in your heart, say with your mouth. That's how you receive salvation. Jesus is Lord, and believing in your heart, God raised Him from the dead. When you believe with all your heart, and you say with your mouth that you are healed, then you will manifest that healing. When you believe with all your heart and say with your mouth that your needs are abundantly supplied, that's when you'll start to manifest abundance. When you believe in your heart and say with your mouth and put into action the honoring God, and you say, God, you're faithful. Every man's a liar, but I trust you. Here's my honoring God. You do with it, and you multiply how you want. I'm believing for great abundance. That's when God will start to bless you. You got to expect that, you know, that God is going to bless you big time. He wants you blessed. He wants you prosperous. He wants you successful. We see that in the book of Job, right? We see this in the book of Job. God is a good God always, and all He wants to do is bless you. Satan, on the other hand, wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And he can do that through the wrong doctrine. He can do that through our own doctrine. He can do that through many different things in this world, you know, but we got to keep to the sound doctrine, just that simple walk with God, receiving those heavenly words and putting them into practice. And practice. Keep practicing what you've been told. Don't go away from it. You're not going to be told anything else until you do these things 100% and be fully persuaded of it. You know, God will then give you the next things that we need to move forward. And right now, we're doing so great by the grace of God, by His love, by His working, by our humbleness to Him, by our submission to the words being spoken and putting them into practice. And now God's brought us to this point here now to where we are today by His wonderful love, mercy, grace, and kindness towards us, because He wants us successful. He wants you to fulfill all your dreams, all your desires of living your life with God and the work that you've got for God. He wants you to see your children blessed, or how you've always seen them to be blessed, or how you desire to see them blessed. He wants you to be that big giver where you're there blessing, you're there serving, you're there speaking. And it's coming. It's starting to manifest. It's starting to manifest. Do not be tricked out by well-meaning people, and people that we love can even trick us out. You've got to be bold and you've got to be sharp. You know, be wise as serpent and harmless as dove, Jesus said. And we can be because we've got the Holy Spirit. Be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. You know, let's do the things rightly. You know, this is righteous living, doing the right things that God is showing us to do. And again, like, you know, your desire. What is your desire? This is so big. Don't forget these little things. No, gear yourself up. I would gear yourself up for this big meeting together, because God's going to do something great. He really is. And even for the people that's not able to make it, that are connected here, He's going to do something great, because He wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And He'll work with the obedient ones. He'll work with the ones that are staying the distance, that are not going to flunk out because of pressure. It's either pleasure or pressure, right? You know? That we can be distracted by. But if you walk in that straight line with God, you know, you can enjoy everything that God wants you to enjoy. And He's freely given us all things to enjoy. And so the way that we receive these things is through the practice, you know. honoring God for your finances and for your spiritual understanding growing, enlightening, and developing. And these things are just so important. Can everyone hear me okay? I just got a message from Sakina that no one can hear me. Well, she can't hear me. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine, Lawrence.
Okay, that's fine. Good. So these things are just very important. And, oh, she can hear me now. Bless you, Sakina. Thank you, love, for letting me know. Yeah, so let's just stay focused, guys. Don't get tricked out. Don't go back to the old weak and beggarly elements, the things that kept you in bondage, or the things that kept you thinking that you were spiritual when you wasn't. It was just basically someone's carnal understanding. We want the things that give for power, give for deliverance. You know, and, you know, knowledge is great, you know, but wisdom is greater and understanding is greater again, because we can do the things that God wants us to do. And God's the one that gives to us the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is how the Lord Jesus Christ walked, how we can walk. We are as he is in this world. Did you know that? So let's sharpen up. Let's sharpen up, guys. Let's not get procrastinated and all lovey-dovey in the sense of, oh, yeah, we're doing so great now. But let's be thankful. Thankful that we are doing great. Thankful that we are moving in the right direction. Let's keep ourselves moving that way. It's not time to sit back. It's time to move forward. It's time to gird up your loins. It's time to open your mouth to speak boldly as you ought to speak. We're in this day and time now where people need to hear the good news, the gospel. That's what the gospel is. It's the good news concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, what God has made available for every man, woman, and child in the world. And not everyone's getting to hear it because the world is speaking louder in different areas and different parts of the world. But God is rising up people that are going to have no fear and that are going to speak. And you are one of them. If you're on this fellowship, you are one of them, even if you don't realize it right now. God is going to give you so much boldness, so much clarity, so much clear, that you won't shut your mouth and that you will speak where you need to speak. And you'll do it with God. You're not going to do it, well, I better speak here and I better be bold. It's not going to be manufactured witnessing. It's going to be open, God open door witnessing where signs, miracles and wonders will come to pass. What's happening in India and Nepal? The reason why they got signs, miracles and wonders is because they're walking by the Spirit and they're God open doors. And these people are connecting with their leaders. They're receiving the sound doctrine. It's filtering through from Sangha to these other leaders. And these leaders are teaching their leaders. And there's humbleness and there's humility amongst the ones that are growing. So doesn't it show you and behoove you to see what we're supposed to do with the heart and the same heart of it? To be humble and meek, to receive the words and to follow that sound doctrine, to keep the heavenly flow going. And so like Sangha, you know, is just a really wonderful man of God. And he was just sharing with me, yeah, so like when these people, you know, when they're practicing right, you know, then things really move. But then when people don't bring their leaders and they're not really connecting up, it goes flat. And it does. And they've seen it time and time again. And every time it happens, Sangha always shares it. And it's great that he shares it. It keeps you humble. It keeps you meek. It keeps you on the ball, you know. And so anyway, I think I said for quite a long time there, but God is really with all of each and every one of you. Listen, if you're having challenges, if you're going through anything, God is with you. You know, just keep with God. Just keep moving forward. Keep a humble heart. That's the only way you'll receive when you're humble. When we get hard and we start blaming, you know, everybody else or everything around us for things, we won't get the answers. But when we just stay humble, okay, Father, this is a season. This is something that I haven't brought upon me. And I know you haven't brought it upon me. So I just thank you for just enlightening the load for me and help me to keep move forward. Help me to keep patient in this. Help me to keep believing and keep in the right way and stay connected. And if you get the audios, listen to them. If the audios are coming out and you're not listening to them, or you're not paying attention to what's being said on those audios, then don't wonder why you're calling down. Like when Sangha, when I speak to Sangha, I'm taking note. When he sends me an audio for me, I listen to that audio all the way through about 7 or 8 times, so I know that I've got everything. I've squeezed everything out of that God wants me to have. I'm paying attention. It's not just audio after audio. I might have them lined up and, you know, because I've gone through one audio more than I have another, because I really want to get what's being said. I really want to pray about some of the things that are being said so I know I got the understanding and I'm moving in the right way. And when we do that, then God will honour that, and God will honour what you do, and he'll promote you, and he'll send you the labourers if you desire. You won't get a labourer if you're not desiring them. You know, he's not, why would he send them to you? You know? And so, you know, desire that labour. And like I said, if you don't want to run a fellowship, you can still pray for labourers. You know, because, you know, you could be a connector in that sense, you know? Not everyone does want to do a fellowship. But if you do want to do a fellowship, be serious about doing it and get around going to God and praying when to begin. But we can all do the same works of Jesus Christ. All of us can be very productive. All of us can have millions of labourers. All of us. Every individual. Because God is no respecter of persons. So I'll share that much so far right now.